Smith and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowland. I'm back in the saddle again.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I am no Rancho Grande. I am de Vivia. Había un rancherito que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Te voy a hacer tus calzones como las que usa el ranchero. De los comienzos de la mar, de los acabos de cuero. I'd love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm roping and a-tying, I'm roping and a-tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, for from the great cities rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle. I am no Rancho Grande, I am de Vivia. Había un rancherito que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía.
Thank you very, very much, there, friends and neighbors. The only way you can sing that song is to put a stopwatch on that. Well, folks, welcome to Melody Ranch.
I'm longing for only you. That's all I do the whole night through. There's such a longing since we're apart. I'm lost.
What's going on here anyway?
Oh, hi, Mr. Artery. Now, no wisecrack.
I didn't say a thing. But what are you doing with that dress on?
Well, you see, it's like this. Raindrop wanted to alter it, so she's paying me 4 bits to put it on and model it for... Ouch! Watch where you're putting them pins, will you?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Say, ain't this dress pretty, Mr. Jean? It's what they call a backless, strapless number.
Backless, strapless. Is that so?
Yes.
How's it held up?
Half by the law of gravity and half by the laws of the state.
Hey, look, fat lady, forget the conversation and get to work, will you? I want to get out of this thing.
Okay, okay.
By the way, speaking of clothes, did I ever tell you about my time my girlfriend, Sue Nell Coonrod, her name? We went to one of them high society affairs, and she was wearing a hat made out of blue felt with a big piece of garlic hanging on the top of it.
Garlic? On a hat to wear to a society ball?
Yeah, you see, she figured if them people was going around with their noses in the air anyway, she'd just as well give them a reason.
Hey, hold still, will you?
Sorry.
That is, unless you want to end up like I did one time while I was trying on a dress for my Aunt Arbutus.
So what happened there, Raindrop?
Well, for Mr. Jean, it seemed that Aunt Arbutus was working away with a mouthful of pins. When all of a sudden she sneezed.
Holy smoke, where'd she hit you?
Well, I'd rather not say exactly. But if I'd been a dog bowl, she'd have got 50 points for a bullseye. So long, boy!
Yes, sir, that was Snugglebug. You really did that one up brown, too, kid.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Hey, let's go fishing on our vacation this year.
Nothing doing. I'm staying right here.
Well, what's the matter? You sound bitter.
I am bitter. And would you like to hear why?
Oh, by all means, Mr. A.
In that case, Mr. B, just listen. This all started a few years back when Johnny Bond got the idea, just like you did. A fishing trip up to Navajo Lake. Well, sir, at the time, it sounded like a great idea to me, so off we went. As a matter of fact, by nightfall the next day, we had pitched camp just 2 miles this side of Riverdale.
Ah, boy. You know, Gene, there just ain't nothing like sleeping out under the stars. Get a load of that moon, will you?
Yes, sir, Johnny. This is really living. Nobody yet ever built a house like old Mother Nature.
You can say that again. And just think, tomorrow night we'll be fishing.
Well, good night, Gene.
Good night, Johnny.
Hey.
Huh? What's the matter?
Listen. I thought I heard something.
Hey, now I hear it. Sounds like somebody in trouble.
Yeah. Come on, quick, follow me.
Hey, Gene, look. Look over there, behind that mesquite.
Yeah, I see. Give me your canteen.
Don't let him shoot me again.
Try drinking this.
Cards. They cheated me. La Paloma.
Shall I get him one of our blankets, Gene?
I'm afraid it's too late for that, Johnny. He's dead. Well, Pat, by half an hour later, we delivered the body to the Riverdale sheriff, who in turn identified the dead man as Paul Sanders, a wealthy rancher. Seems he'd been shot in the back 3 times. Anyway, there was nothing more Johnny or I could do, so we left the sheriff's office and decided to get a bite to eat at an all-night combination saloon and gambling joint called the Sage Hen.
What are you going to eat?
Oh, I don't know. Steak, I guess.
Me too. Wonder if they got any ice cream.
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you look at the menu?
I did. All it says here is assorted desserts. Wonder where the waiter's at anyway.
Oh, he'll be along in a minute, I guess.
Sure hope so. Hey, you suppose assorted desserts means ice cream?
Hey, listen to that.
Listen to what?
The song that girl's singing.
What about it?
It's La Paloma.
So it's La Paloma. What about it?
Well, think back, Johnny. Didn't that guy we found out in the desert mumble something about being cheated at cards?
Yeah, but...
And weren't his last words La Paloma?
Now, wait just a minute, Gene Autry. Don't go getting that faraway look in your eyes. Remember, we're on our way to go fishing.
Now, don't worry, Johnny. We're still going. I just want to stick around till that gal finishes singing.
Well, why?
Well, for now... Oh, well, let's just say I want her autograph.
La Paloma is busy.
We're looking for some information about a man, miss. A man named Paul Sanders.
Paul Sanders? I do not think I know the name. Why do you ask?
No special reason. It's just that tonight we found somebody with that name out on the desert with 3 bullet holes in him. He didn't live long, but the last words he spoke were La Paloma.
Well, perhaps he was hysterical. Many men have La Paloma on their minds.
Yeah, I'll bet they do at that. Well, sorry you can't help us. Thanks anyway.
You are most welcome, senor. Buenas noches.
Good night.
Frank.
Yeah, I know. What's up?
Plenty. Thought you said you took care of Sanders.
I did.
Well, you bungled it. He talked.
Talk? How could he talk with 3 bullet holes in him?
I didn't ask questions. All I know is 2 cowboys were just here, and they weren't after my autograph.
Shall I take care of them?
No, not yet. I don't want 2 more bodies showing up the same night. Besides, one of them was kind of handsome.
Well, Pat, 30 minutes after I'd seen La Paloma, I decided to play a few hands of draw poker. Just to see what I could find out. An hour later, I was in the middle of a $300 pot.
Okay, cowboy. Looks like it's just you and me. How many cards you want?
Give me 1.
1 it is. I'll take 2. Yeah, your bet.
$10.
Your 10 and 50 more.
Okay, I'll call. What do you got?
3 jacks.
That's funny. There must be five jacks in this deck. Because I've got two. Kings and jacks. Now reach.
What is this?
Just what you think it is, mister. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Call the sheriff. Tell him to get over here as soon as he can.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Audrey. I'm the sheriff. May I suggest you both leave town and forget this whole thing? You'll be a lot better off.
You know, somehow I get the idea everybody in this town wants you to forget. Come on, Johnny, let's go. I'm getting a little sick.
Yeah, me too. Now what do we do?
Listen, Johnny, listen carefully. Go over to the state marshal's office at the other end of town. Ask for Bob Larkin, an old friend of mine. Then bring him back to the rear entrance of the Sage Hen just as fast as you can.
Right.
In the meantime, I want to do a little checking on my own. This time I got a hunch La Paloma is really going to be a pitching. Ten minutes later, I was letting myself into La Paloma's dressing room. Quickly, I started looking through every drawer I could find. And it wasn't long before I'd found something that really opened my eyes. As fast as I could, I tore it open, started reading. I didn't get very far, though, because all of a sudden I felt something cold and hard against my back. And a voice said,
keep your hands right where they are, cowboy. I'd just love an excuse to shoot you.
You know, I was kind of wondering when you'd be showing up, Sheriff.
Give me that marriage license.
Okay. But first, do you mind if I ask one question?
Go ahead.
This Willard Thompson written here. That'd be you, wouldn't it?
So what? You're going to be too dead to tell anybody about it.
And Nell Parker? That'd be La Paloma's real name.
Keep talking. I like your voice.
Okay. La Paloma runs the crooked gambling games. That way, if some rich rancher is dumb enough to lose all of his dough and then decides to complain, your boy's taken for a little ride out on the desert. Nobody's ever prosecuted because you're the sheriff. Right?
Go on.
Is that what happened to Paul Sanders?
Naturally. Right now, they'll open that door and start walking. We're going for a little moonlight ride on the desert.
Okay. But first, I'm getting that gun out of my back.
Why, you're drop it. My arm, you're breaking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll break it if you don't drop that gun.
All right. You win.
There.
That's better.
Hey, Gene, where are you? I got the marshal here.
Let go of me, you pig. Let go of me.
Hiya, Gene. We found this little spitfire in the hallway and I waited.
Nice going there, Bob. Now go on out front and find the guy named Frank. He's your murderer.
Check. I'll be right back.
Well, what do you know?
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I was just thinking. For a couple of guys who ain't even been fishing yet, we got ourselves quite a little catch already.
Well, John, at last we can just relax and fish.
Yeah, man. Hand me that bait box, will you?
I will in a minute. First, though, get out of my way, because I'm just about to cast out this fly and pull me in a nice mountain trout.
Okay. Let her go.
Hey, Gene. Hey, look. You got one. You got one on the first cast.
Yeah.
Reel it in.
Quick, Johnny. Get that net ready.
I got it that way. That's easy. Easy now. Just a little closer. There. I got him.
Well, howdy, champ.
Oh, hello there, old-timer. Say, look. Look what I just pulled in.
Yeah, it's a nice size, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fact is, I'd say it's just about $20 worth.
What do you mean, $20 worth?
Just what I said, young fella. I'm a game warden. You owe a $20 fine. The fishing season closed yesterday.
Oh, no. a mighty pretty song we had the pleasure of introducing not too long ago. Since then, we've received an awful lot of postcards and letters asking that we do it again. Oh, by the way, it just happens to have the same title as a moving picture I made not too long ago, too. So if the boys and girls will gather around, here is Rim of the Canyon. Star in the sky from the rim of the canyon. Lo, I can see far below where the cool waters flow from the rim of the canyon. Gazing on the wonders that grew at God's command, seems that He's so near me, I can feel the touch of His hand. Night and the day is in flight. What a glorious sight from the rim of the canyon. That looks like that's just about the last of the gravy in the frying pan for this Smarty Ranch steak fry. But along about this same time, and over these same radio stations, yours truly and all the gang will be right back again with a brand new batch of the same. And now this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again.